Let's talk about some of the other studies. Can you review the work that's been done with the NSABP and led by Soon Paik, looking at the Oncotype DX assay? To me, that's one of the most interesting developments in clinical research in breast cancer in a long time.
No, it has been. I think that this points to the importance of collecting tissue with all of the clinical trials that we do, so that as you answer a question for the trial that you are in, down line, if you have another series of questions or hypotheses, you've got this great tissue bank that you can go back to, and now using more modern technology, answer those questions. So, yeah, I think that's just a big plus for establishing those tissue banks. As costly and as expensive and time-consuming as they are, they're critical. And again, you have to thank the patients for allowing us to collect that tissue and preserve it, and then the pathologist as well, because that's time from their work to process that and give that to us. But I think the Oncotype DX is a great story of using molecular technology now and taxonomy to try to select patients that should get chemo where previously they may not have been suggested to have chemotherapy, but also to select patients that don't require chemotherapy, where we may have previously just used a best guess estimate to deliver chemo or advise them for chemotherapy. And this, again, is on tumor size and looking at patients' age and such. But I think this is probably a very important step in the march toward individualizing treatment for patients, such that obviously there's going to be an intergroup trial that is going to make this part of that whole process. So I think we're seeing a great time and a challenge. But yeah, it's I think an important item to look at. In fact, it's even been carried one step further because Terry Mimonis reported data again at San Antonio this past year looking at the ability of using that type of molecular assay to predict for local recurrences, and it seems to parallel that as well. So if you have a high recurrence score, then there's a strong likelihood that you're going to have that in breast tumor local recurrence as well.
Is there any patient in your practice that you could sort of present in a de-identified way that would sort of make the point about the practical utility of the Oncotype?
I'll give you one of the most recent one we just had without all the patient identifiers, of course. But this is an individual who, just about in her mid-40s, very active individual, working, daily job, had a lesion that was identified mammographically and was totally asymptomatic. We examined her. You could not palpate the lesion. She was clinically node negative. She had her core biopsy and was an invasive ductal cancer and was estrogen receptor positive, progesterone positive, but HER2 negative. And so we looked at her, and she went on to have a partial mastectomy, and we performed a sentinel node biopsy at the same time. And I think that this is the neat thing about all of this. When you provide that upfront diagnosis with core biopsy, you can then package all of the surgical approach at one time, which I think from a patient standpoint is great because it diminishes some of the stress and certainly decreases the necessity to go back and forth with two or three procedures. And for her, fortunately, the tumor was roughly about 1.2 centimeters in diameter, and the two sentinel nodes were both negative on final H&E analysis. And she did not have any lymphovascular invasion in her tumor. And again, the tumor on final analysis was ER positive, PR positive, HER2 negative. And there are no other parameters that looked worrisome about the tumor. But given her age, 45, and still premenopausal, we went ahead and subjected the tumor to an Oncotype DX. Came back 38, which was in the range of high recurrence score. And for her, that was important because normally this is an individual who might have gotten a very strong benefit with node negative disease of just being placed on tamoxifen. Here for her, the recommendation, you know, is you should receive adjuvant chemotherapy. And with discussion with her, she's very much in favor of doing what is best for her at this point. So she's going to go on with that. So that was an individual who obviously needed to have the additional adjuvant therapy.